I live in a life of acts of kindness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I live in a life of acts of kindness. Now you say, wow, don't you think you're wonderful? Yes, I do. I don't know that I like that. Well, that's not my business. My business is to like myself. My business is to live my life as one big act of kindness. Now, how could I live my life as one big act of kindness? Well, I live my life as an act of kindness every time I think a beautiful thought about myself. That's kind of selfish. No, it isn't. I live a life of acts of kindness every time I think a beautiful thought about anyone else. Well, now that's something I can understand. Okay. I live such a life by thinking beautiful thoughts about every person that comes into my world. I look at people who come to me and want counseling, and I say to them, what can I do for you? And then they tell me their tale of woe. And I say, well, what can I do for you? And they repeat their tale of woe and whatever they can. And then I say again, what can I do for you? And they say, well, I don't want to have this problem anymore. And I say, well, what can I do for you? Well, you're supposed to be helping me to understand this. You're supposed to be counseling with me. You're supposed to be interested in my problem. And I said, what do you want me to do? You want me to be interested in your problem? Or do you want me to be interested in what you want to have happen in your life? You want me to be interested in the solution to the problem, to the things that you're facing? What do you want me to do? It's up to you. You just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll work with you on that. Now, I don't consider anything that you have in your life as a problem. You do, but I don't consider anything you have in your life as a problem. And the reason I don't consider anything in your life as a problem is because everything is your choice. Whatever you think about, whatever you concentrate on, whatever you empower by your everyday attitude and thought, that's what you experience. But it's not fair. Oh, that's very fair, because whatever we think about, that's what we create in our world. But this problem is not very nice. That's right. Problem's not very nice. Problems are usually not very nice. But the problem with problems that are not very nice is that we give them the power to continue to exist. What do you mean by that? Well, we give them the power to exist by our thinking about them and by our giving our attention to them. Now, you have gray hair, and you would like to have normal colored hair. You think that gray hair is not very nice. You think that it'd be much nicer if you had your normal hair that you had when you were in your 20s and 30s and 40s. Even 20s and 30s, my goodness sake, if you had hair that looked like that, wow, wouldn't that be gorgeous? And you say to me, I put hair coloring on my hair and I do this and I do that, and my hair just always is this gray. I don't like that. And I say, well, that is a major problem to you because you have chosen to have it be. Now, if you say to a child, you're terrible, you're terrible, you're terrible, the child is going to be terrible. If you say to the child, respecting every little thing the child does that's good, and tell the child that those things are wonderful, little by little, that child will put its concentration on the things that are good and will bring those into being in its life and bring those into expression. Now, let's look at the gray hair. You look at your gray hair and you find that is not the type of hair you'd like on your head. So, you have a picture of yourself when you were younger and your hair was just radiant and glorious and beautiful. And it's a color that you want, and you're very interested in having that be. Well, there's nothing so important about changing hair from gray to normal. You just do it with a bottle. There's nothing so important you got to concentrate on. There's nothing so important. Hey, there's nothing so important about anything. But whatever you have as a thought in your mind that you would like to bring forth in your experience, you can do that. You have brought forth in your experience unhappiness because you were angry at people and you allowed yourself to be unhappy about it. You've allowed yourself to have children in your life who are not cooperative and not beneficial to themselves and to you merely because you have concentrated on the problem and not on their solution. Now, what's wrong with concentrating on the solution of having beautiful hair as you did when you were younger? What's wrong with that? Well, nothing at all. It doesn't matter what it is that we treat for. It doesn't matter what it is that we find is important. If that's important for you, then begin to recognize how you're going to handle it. Like the child, you're going to say, "Oh, I have glorious hair. Oh, my hair is so beautiful. Every hair follicle produces an ideal piece of hair. And all of my hair is glorious and radiant now." Now, as we begin to put this sort of a program forth for ourselves, our hair becomes radiant and radiant and radiant. Now, we don't notice that it's changing color, but we do notice that our hair is more radiant. Instead of washing our hair continuously and trying to change things about us, we begin saying, "The natural oils of my body are beautiful and radiant and good for my body, good for my hair. The natural oils of my body maintain my glorious hair. My hair grows beautifully. I have the most glorious hair. Oh, my hair is so wonderful." And it may not be. But you get ecstatic about it. You get excited about it because you just emote over every little strand of hair that you see so gloriously. And if you will really pay attention, you'll begin to notice that some colored hairs are beginning to come through on your head. Colored hairs that you had long time ago and you thought were history. But now they're beginning to shine forth again. And you say, "Wow, wow, look at that. One little hair, there it is. See, it's the color that I love. Oh, you're so wonderful, you know." And you talk to this hair on your head. You talk to this hair and you say, "You're so beautiful. You're so wonderful." And little by little, its brothers and sisters pop up. And they say, "Oh, he likes that. She likes that. Oh, how wonderful." And little by little, the hairs begin to shine forth. Radiant, glorious, beautiful. Now you say, "But it's contrary to the growth. It's contrary to our life. As we grow older, our hair changes to gray. As we do these things happen to us. And it's contrary to the natural way of things for it to go back to our original purity and integrity." Is that right? Is that right? Are we so far away from our original purity and integrity that we have no right to expect it to be in our world? Truly, if having beautiful hair was important to you, you would. Truly think about the people in this world that you know who have beautiful experiences in their life are people who have thought about beautiful experiences. The people you know who have beautiful hair are people who respect and honor and love their hair. They treat their hair with gentleness, with care, with joy and magnificence. Yeah. You say, well, why do some people have a bald head, you know, no hair at all? Well, they haven't blessed their head. Well, come on now. You mean it's just a matter of blessing our head to have hair? Truly, it is. For we live in a world of the law of cause and effect. And for every cause we put in motion, an effect follows. And if we don't believe that, that doesn't matter. The law still exists. And it still brings forth whatever it is we think about. And when we doubt, whoops, I'm getting bald. Whoops, my hair is falling off my head. Whoops, look at my comb. Oh my goodness, there goes my hair. Well, now, why do you say such silly things like that? Every time you comb your hair, you say, what wonderful hair I have. What wonderful hair. Now, I have given the energy massage, this topic, a lot of attention over the past years. And I have told people to use it and enjoy it. Now, this energy massage is where you take your fingertips and just a hair's breadth above your body, you move it over your entire body. And the energy between your fingertips and your body vibrate between themselves. But the truly most amazing and wonderful thing that happens is when you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, as you go over your body, as you go over it with all of your love, with all of your joy. And as you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, your body says, oh, you like me, oh, well, good. I thought you were using me as a hammer, you know, taking your fist and pounding on things. No, you like me, well, good for you. Well, it takes a moment or two as you do this, and pretty soon your body begins to reaffirm its original purity and integrity because it thought that it was not liked. Your body thought that you didn't really care about it because you fed it things that were not beneficial for it. You dumped miserable substances into your body, things that were not beneficial to the body. And you were doing things to the body just to make the mind or the brain feel comfortable. And the brain wasn't comfortable very long because when you put thoughts in your mind and thoughts in your brain that you are not perfect, that you are having problems, that you need these things, then you empower those things. And those things take their toll. But they're not irretrievable. The toll is not something that is done once and forever and it's no longer, you can replace it. People on the face of the earth have changed their attitude about many things. And in changing their attitude, wonderful things happen to them. And they have what might be termed a spiritual healing. They have a condition in which they have returned to their original purity and integrity. And everyone just takes that as a natural thing. They don't say, oh my goodness, you had gray hair before and now you have normal looking hair that you had when you were a youth. And how wonderful that looks. They don't think of that. There's no comparison when you live with spirit. There's no comparison when you live with the law of cause and effect. People don't remember what was. They only know the now, what is. And you and I, as we live in the now, we live in what is, we experience something so remarkable that it's just unbelievable that this could ever be true for us. It is just so remarkable that our hair could turn from gray to a beautiful blonde or brunette, whatever color it may have been. It's unbelievable that where my children were not acting properly and were not successful and were not happy, I changed my thought about them. And I began thinking, my children are happy and successful. They have beautiful marriages. They have beautiful children. My grandchildren are outstanding. They are wonderful. Everybody. They have beautiful jobs. They have beautiful friends. Everything they do is beautiful. Oh, my family are so wonderful. We say we think that, but we don't. Because we want to mother worry about them. We want to say, oh, I wonder how my son is doing. Is he okay? He called and said he was sick. And is he okay? Well, if you were any kind of a mother, you'd say, you're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. That's the only way you are in my world and in my life. And the mother would say that to herself. And then the son would call back shortly and say, Mom, I had a moment there where I didn't feel good, but I'm back in balance again. I don't know what happened, but I'm back in balance. Well, the mother put the cause in motion, and then it was done. And so it is. And when you choose to do that, you choose to do that in any area of your life, you put the cause in motion, and the balance is done. Now, this law of cause and effect is not a joke. It's quite real. And it is quite definite that it brings about that which we think about. And if we think about things that are beneficial to us, then that's what we have. If we think about beautiful brunette hair, then that's what, well, whatever it is. It can be big or small, it doesn't matter. It only matters what you desire for yourself, what you desire to put the cause in motion for. And if you say, oh, my son's playing soccer tonight, and he's going to play this soccer, and he's going to, oh, the other team is so good, I'm afraid my son's team's going to come in second. Well, you're not much help. You're not much help at all. You say, my son is an exquisite soccer player. My son plays on the ideal team. My son's team always wins. My son's team. And as you put this in your consciousness, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what anyone else is saying. It doesn't matter what anyone else is feeling about themselves. You put this in motion, and it is done. Wow! What about if somebody else wants to think these things? Hey, you're not concerned with what anybody else thinks. You're only concerned with what you think. And what you think is what you demonstrate in your life. This is the principle. This is how it works. You can have a life filled with the fulfillment of every dream you could ever imagine. Notwithstanding gray hair or whatever else you want to do, you can have any dream fulfilled. Because in truth, it is already done. It already exists in the absolute consciousness. It already exists, and it's just up to us to reveal it. And we reveal it by claiming it, naming it, experiencing it, and having the world see it with us. We might think after a while some things aren't as important as they used to be, but that's not the point. The law doesn't concern itself with the importance of things. It only concerns itself with the consistency of our desire for whatever it is we put in motion for ourselves. Think on these things. We're dealing with a principle that is quite positive and quite wonderful. And whether your hair is gray or brown, or whether you're happy or unhappy, these are all choices that we make. I see you and me making choices that make me happy all the time. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.